Yes, that music means it's a Tech Tuesday. We go live to Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor. Bridget, we were trying to come up with a made man name for Bill, and we came up with Billy the Toy. And
sounds imposing, Billy, doesn't it?
Billy the Toy should be hanging with you.
Oh yeah, totally cool.
I'm always jealous. You get to go to Toy Fair in New York every year, Bridget. And now it hasn't started yet, right? It starts Friday?
No, it hasn't started yet. Friday's press day, where we get to see some of the things behind the curtain. If you go to CNET, maybe you'll see a few stories on Thursday about things. I don't know.
Do you have any advances on what'll be there? Do you know yet, or is it all going to be a surprise?
I've heard some companies telling me a few things, and they kind of hold it and be like, but then come see for yourself. So we'll have to really see some things for ourselves when we get there Friday, you know. For the most part, because I'm in tech, I get pitched a lot of new ways to use your phone, or I've seen some things already that use AR. That's augmented reality, you know, kind of like how Pokemon Go, you like pointed your phone camera at something and on your screen you saw a cartoon mixed with the real world. I think with toy companies, they're always in that fine line of, well, parents don't want to hand their kids a phone to just stare into. That's the point of a toy. You want a physical thing to buy
sure.
and play with. But you find that sweet spot of like, well, can a phone enhance it in some way? We've seen earlier this year the Lego bricks. They had things where you would build the bricks, and they were working with Apple on ways you point your phone or your iPad at it and see a world come to life. So, you know, all these companies are kind of exploring this space for a couple years now. So it's interesting to see in the next week, you know, what kind of baby steps we're making into that world, or if it's something where parents will look at the shelf and go, well, I don't care what it does on the phone. I just want a good physical toy, you know.
Bridget, here's a quick question. This is the first toy fair where Toys R Us does not exist. Toys R Us was the biggest buyer of toys, all things toy. How will that change the marketplace, do you think?
I've been hearing it is changing a little bit. I think Amazon has a little more sway, because Toy Fair is not just for us dorks to check out what's going to be coming in the shelves in the Christmas time in the fall. And it's actually a time for the buyers, you know, to go see, okay, do I want to get this toy or that toy and put it on our shelves? And Target and others have made more shelf space for toys. They have more deals where, like, maybe the physical store will have a special color or type of toy that you can't get online. But Amazon, I've heard from a few folks, because they have that Prime Day big sale in the summer, they're kind of encouraging some toy makers to come out earlier than the fall with their toys. Or, you know, kind of scatter it a bit. So not everything is that big fall, you know, drop of all the new toys for the holidays. So I think because of the online world now, there are just more options in the summer. And I see that especially with STEM toys, toys that are for tinkering with robotics, getting you more into sciences and experimentation and with fun little programming things, because kids are out of school and parents want something to, you know, have fun creatively with. And they're, you know, I think you're going to see a big drop of toys in the summer because of that and because of Amazon's big sale.
What more toys can they come up with? I mean, seriously.
Well, they're always looking. I mean, obviously, they're always looking for something.
There's a lot
new.
Of retro toys coming back. I mean, Speak and Spell is back. That
really?
Was another thing that was announced. You know, I'm hearing about Pound Puppies being back. You know, so lots of things come back that were from when I was a kid, because it always comes in cycles. Now that I have kids of my own, I'm going to buy all this stuff for my kid that I had growing up.
You see it on a shelf. You recognize it. You say, I had fun playing with this when I was a kid, so my kids will.
My mom is doing that as the grandma. She just bought my kid a Raggedy Ann doll. And I'm like, she doesn't know what Raggedy Ann is. but to her, you know, it was that warm, like, oh, I had it for my daughter, and I'll give it to my granddaughter. You know, and I'm like, okay. You know.
Does Raggedy Ann, because I had one too, even though it was really one of the ugliest dolls ever, but it was very popular.
Yeah.
Does she still have that little tattoo that says, I love you, where her heart would be?
Oh,
you have
I don't
to take
know.
Her shirt off.
I didn't undress this one. I'm sorry.
Well, I think I know it was either. I'm pretty sure it was like where her heart would be.
Yeah.
So, like on her sternum, off to the left a little bit, the right. If you're looking at her to the right, but it's supposed to be. Mine had a heart that said "I love you" in it.
Well, I would say there's a lot of classics that just stay classics. Do you know Barbie turned 60 this year?
She looks so great.
She does look good. Yeah.
Does she have some work done?
Plastic surgery.
I would say so. But in all seriousness, you know how they came out with a line of Barbies that are more realistic in their shape, so you have options that are more heavy, tall, short, different breast sizes, and yeah. Like they just announced that they have a Barbie coming out this year in a wheelchair and one
with a prosthetic leg.
Oh wow,
that's
yep.
Awesome!
Wow.
Yeah, and so she's an influencer now. She has her own YouTube show. She is big on Instagram. You know, it's funny. Like most influencers. Influencers try to get into merchandising, and she was the merchandise who became an influencer. So there you go.
So she's advanced. Oh,
yeah.
Bridget.
I just heard she made a deal with Dyson the other. I'm like, what? What is Barbie doing?
Oh my god!
And they're like, oh well, she's an influencer. You know, like they make product deals. I'm like, this is incredible. We're in a weird world right now.
Bridget, I just thought of a doll that I think would sell a million. You can pitch this for me, Raggedy Ann Coulter. What do you think about that?
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I'll let you take that.
A voodoo right. Doll. To some people.
Right.
All right. Now, Amazon, Amazon is in the news. You can order pictures of Jeff Bezos and have it primed to your house. Mm. He was primed, evidently. Mm. What are they into now? What is this routers? I don't even understand it.
It's a very boring story on the surface, and like all things tech, a little creepy when you dive in. So Amazon bought a company called Eero, E-E-R-O, kind of like, you know, eerie, I suppose. This is a company that makes gadgets that help your home Wi-Fi coverage. So, you know, Wi-Fi can be spotty in your
yep.
house. It's supposed to give a nice blanket. And it makes sense. You're like, okay, Amazon makes lots of little devices in your home, all these Echoes. So it wants to make sure everything can run smoothly, right? But that means it's connected to your router. That means Amazon could know everything your Wi-Fi router knows. Here's a company that is already the ears of your house, the eyes of your house, because it bought, you know, all those cameras from the Ring and other security cameras. And now it's going to know, like, all your consumer behavior because of it'll know what your router knows. Now, right now, the company says, no, we don't do that. We're very private. We're not going to spy on you.
Sure,
but,
they say
you know,
that.
But that's the original independent company called Eero. Like, what changes over time when you have a company like Amazon where their main business model is tracking customers and, you know, seeing what they can, you know, learn to better serve you. You know, so I guess we're kind of feeling a little exhaustion from, you know, all these major tech companies having a little hand in everything. And you wonder, all right, well, how is this going to change, you know, down the line in a couple of years? You know, do we have to think about this now when it comes to, like, our routers? I'm sure they'll stay the same for the time being because it would be a big story if they said, oh, no, we can actually see what you do on your router. No one would buy it, you mm-hmm. know. But at the same time, you gotta look at this a little skeptical.
And, Bridget, real quick, we only have a minute. Wendy and I were talking about this process called deep faking, where they take a video of you and they morph it into another video to make it look like you're doing something that you were never doing. This is potentially dangerous. I mean, it's great technology, but it's very dangerous, or could be, right?
Yeah, we're seeing some funny examples pop up. There was one where Steve Buscemi was Jennifer Lawrence, and then there's one with Trump being Mr. Bean, and they kind of mash him up to be like this hybrid person.
Yeah.
But in reality, if enough time is spent, it actually makes it look like a celebrity is saying and doing something that they've not actually said or done. It just makes it a hard time to believe what you see. Some of the tech is mostly being done on celebrities and porn videos because that's where the money's to be made, you know. So there's, you know, this is the early stages, but it is getting to the point where a lot of research schools are kind of looking into this to see where are we going next with faking videos. Just like you Photoshop a photo, now we're doing videos. You don't know what to believe.
Yikes.
I don't believe anything. And you know, it's so hard because you go to research it on the internet and there are various websites. Let me just tell you, you know, mobbeetle.com is probably not an accurate source. Just be careful where you get your information because even when you double check it, you can be taken to so many different links that's not true either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget, have a great time at Toy Fair. I'm anxious to talk to you next week. We can't wait to hear what's going on there.
Oh, I'll give you all the buzz when you get back.
And, excellent.
Yeah.
And watch the videos at CNET.com as well.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bridget. It's Bridget Carey from CNET. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.